it's time for Rain and Shine, your weekly regional science update, where we explore how the planet works and how we work with the planet. It's been a windy week, and someone over breakfast at a local cafe asked me what it was all about. Just why is it so windy, and what causes wind here on the western slope in the first place? Well, wind is the result of moving air, and air molecules move as they expand or contract under the influence of temperature. Warm air molecules expand, spread out, and rise upward, becoming lighter, while air molecules that are cold or cooling condense, contract, and fall downwards, becoming heavy. The warm air forms what weather forecasters call high-pressure systems, while the colder air forms low-pressure systems. Wind occurs as cold and warm air interact. This can happen in a variety of ways. Throughout the heating and cooling of the day, at the edges of high and low pressure systems, in between high and low elevations, between surfaces of different temperatures, like water bodies and the land, Chicago at the edge of Lake Michigan is well named the Windy City after all, and globally between the hot equator and the cold poles. Essentially, wind is the movement of cold, heavier air rushing in to fill the space created by the rising warm air. The stronger the differential in temperatures or pressure, the stronger the wind. Here in Colorado, we are an especially wind-prone zone. We live between colder, higher elevations and lower, flat, warm ones, between the mountains and the desert. Also, continentally speaking, we are right in between the colder northern airstreams and the warmer southern ones. This week's winds are especially fierce as a cold front, think low pressure, moves in from the northwestern part of the country to what is an unseasonably warm southeastern part of the country. Our own state illustrates this temperature differential quite well. On April 5th, the northwestern city of Craig had a high of 35, while Trinidad in the south was 63. Our southern neighbor Durango also clocked in at a balmy mid-64. Red flag warnings for high winds have been in effect for the entire Front Range this week, from extremely fast-moving Chinook winds as they race down the mountains onto the plains. Here in the western areas, we are experiencing wind, and we are also experiencing freezing temperatures at night as that cold front moves in. Across the U.S., this pattern was also apparent, with Washington State in the 30s and 40s, and Texas in the 80s to 90s. You know which state is right in between these, right? To be fair, it's also been really windy in Wyoming, too. One of the predictions of weather patterns that we are going to experience here in Colorado due to human-caused climate change is increasing wind. Here on the western slope, we also have another kind of wind, more of a usual kind, that happens in a daily pattern at certain times of the year. Called katabatic winds, these chilly downslope furies slide down the mountains and can be especially pronounced in the early morning after cold, clear nights. More on why that is in next week's story. Until then, keep your hat on and your soil covered. You've been listening to Rain and Shine, a production of the Learning Council, produced by Corey Stanton and written and narrated by me, Calla Rose Ostrander. To submit your nature and science questions, email us at rainshineweekly@gmail.com or visit our Facebook page. And thanks for listening.